This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Kevin, continue on that particular case with the photographs.
So I had been looking at the photographs, and later on I did some analysis about the person who took them and discovered that he was a semi-professional photographer, and he loved making up a photographic evidence that wasn't there. It's clearly what he'd done. It's, the photograph is faked. I learned that later, but I had published information about that, suggesting that the photographs were, you know, and here's another example of cigar-shaped craft in formation over Cedar Rapids, Iowa. I since learned that they're probably fake. And I think that that's the point when we write something. And I'm going to include Don Ecker and Jerry Clark in that. When we write something, we believe what we're writing to be the truth at that time. We may later learn that it isn't accurate. It's misinformation, that we've gotten some bad information somewhere. But when we first put it down on paper and we publish that information, we're giving you the best information available at that time.
I, as a broadcaster, having done it now for decades, am on a number of lists where when a new book will come out, they will send me a copy with the hopes that I will get in touch to have the author on my radio shows. And a few years ago, I received a book, and I forget now who the publisher is. It was one of Brad's books, and I still have the book here. I haven't seen it in a while, but it dealt with zombies, and I think vampires and other creatures of the night. Now, we all know that at least at this point, there are no blood-sucking vampires. There are no walking dead that I'm aware of. Now, I don't think Jerry or Kevin are aware of any.
Well, and metaphorical examples, maybe.
Yeah, but not actual examples. And I glanced through the book. I didn't see anything that, now I am an author that has written a novel about vampires. It's a genre that I really did enjoy in the past. And, you know, in a way it would be kind of exciting if there were such creatures, maybe not if you ran into one, but at any rate, I looked at that book and I thought to myself at the time, well, Brad is a writer. And what does a writer do? A writer writes. Zombies were a huge part of the popular American culture. I mean, good Lord, there are all kinds of films dealing with zombies, not to mention vampires and so on. So I just kind of looked at it as kind of a harmless exercise in the writing art and kind of let it go at that. Now, is that something that I would have wanted to explore on my show? No. But, hey, you've got to give that guy props. By golly, he was a writer. Not necessarily what I wanted to read, but he was a writer.
You know, one thing that Kevin and I and Brad have in common is the same publisher who published that book. My experience with that publishing company is nothing but happy. They're honest people, good people, so I'm not knocking the publisher. But at one time, I was talking with the publisher about a book project, and he absolutely insisted that the book that we were talking about, my writing, include zombies and vampires and werewolves. And I said to him, in a polite way, that I have no interest in that subject. I have no belief in those things. I am not even interested enough to write about them from a point of view of a folklore or legend. And that was the last book that I didn't publish with that publishing house. But I don't know if those things genuinely interest him or not, but I think you make a good point, Don, that he wrote what you asked him to write within reason. And And I just can't do that, which may explain my bank account.
Well, I think Jerry, you've made a point that I was been trying to make, and the difference is Brad was a writer, but we sometimes see ourselves as investigators or researchers, and there is a difference there. Brad was given an assignment to write a book, and he would gather the information and write the book as best he could about it, and we would look at some of those suggestions and say, no, I just really don't want to do that.
Yeah. Coincidentally, Daniel Cohen died the same day that Brad died. And Dan Cohen was a guy who was about as prolific as Brad. In fact, his obit is in the New York Times today. And Cohen is known, besides his reputation as a writer, as a guy whose daughter was killed in the Lockerbie terrorist bombing in OPEC. I believe that was in 1988. And anyway, I knew Cohen, and Cohen wrote a number of books on weird stuff, but from a kind of genial, skeptical distance. But he was as prolific as Brad. The New York Times said that he published about 200 books before he died. And he and Brad were mining the same territory. They also were, they had this in common, is that if you asked them to write it, they would write it. And both of them wrote books on a variety of subjects. And, Cohen, who I used to know many years ago, would write books on dogs and kids and all kinds of things. And then when he wasn't doing that, he'd write a book about UFOs or monsters or something. And, some people can do that. I can't do that. And neither, I think, that can Kevin or Don. It's just in the genes or something.
But if I might interject a personal story here, as I was attempting to become a writer and had found an agent to work with me, she called me one day while I was at work at a real job and said that she had a publisher interested in books on the Green Berets. Could I write those? And I said, of course I can. And I'm thinking at that time in my writing career, if she called and said, can you write books about nurses and hospitals? I would have said, of course I can. And that is looking at the point of view, I want to be a writer. That's what I want to do. And here is an opportunity to do that in this arena. And, of course, we were talking about books of fiction as opposed to books that we consider nonfiction. So, there is that distinction as well. My fiction is clearly labeled as fiction. And I'm and some of the other writers out there whose books really aren't nonfiction are more closely aligned, I guess, with fiction, are labeled as nonfiction. But, I mean, the point simply is you have to look at, do you want to be a writer or do you want to be a UFO investigator or researcher? And when I put myself in the arena of being a UFO researcher, the attitude changes from being a writer. It's now I'm a researcher. I have to get the best information available. And I think Jerry's absolutely right. Brad Steiger was a writer, and he would write what he was asked to write by the publisher.
That's an interesting issue, and I think that Nick Redfern is similar to that, where his publisher will ask him to write books, Jerry?
Yeah, I think that I find that just temperamentally, I just have a very hard time doing something I don't want to do. And writing about subjects in which I have no interest or possibly even am out of sympathy with is just something that I can't do.
Well, I did.
I was just amazed talking with Brad about how he was always writing all the time, all day long. I thought, God, Brad, aren't there other stuff? There are so many other things to do. I have to put my writing interests with all my other interests, which seemed only to expand the older I get.
Well, I first started writing books about consumer electronics, the internet, things like that. My first published book was Using AOL or Using America Online. It went under both titles. And originally we had a co-author, and the co-author kind of flaked out. So I ended up getting the entire assignment myself. And for probably 5 or 6 years, I did extremely well doing that. But, this is assembly line writing. I'll tell you more about it in a moment. We've got Jerry and Don and Kevin. You're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, we've made such a deal with HelloFresh, and it means that everyone listening to this show can receive $30 off your first week of deliveries when you go to HelloFresh.com and use the offer code PARACAST30. You know, with HelloFresh, you can choose the delivery day that works best for you. They've got a wide variety of chef-curated recipes that change weekly. And can you imagine me cooking Japanese panko chicken? It makes me feel like I'm a chef. It means also that you could actually get your meal cooked in 30 minutes. For busy people, this is perfect. The simple recipes include step-by-step instructions so even I can figure it out. Go to HelloFresh.com, use the offer code PARACAST30 to get $30 off your first week of deliveries. HelloFresh.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So these books, I don't know if they had a following, but they sold enough to earn real royalties to earn out. It reached a point in the late 90s where that way of earning a living began to kind of fade. You didn't get the same advances from the publishers. I'm talking occasionally to people today who still write those books, and they say they get a fraction of what they used to get. and the deadlines were horrendous. Imagine writing an 800-page book in 6 weeks, from start to finish, or 1,000 pages. And because I met the deadlines, that's how I continued to get work. Of course, I probably ended up getting crazy from that, but it was a nice thing. It lasted a pretty good gig. But that's production writing. That's real hack writing. It's not writing a subject that you enjoy. When you write a UFO book, as Jerry and certainly Kevin more so can testify, it could take, what, years, not months, right?
It really depends on the book. It depends on what information is available, how quickly you can gather it. Roswell in the 21st century, you might say, took 20 years to write, all gathering the information, although there were books about Roswell that I'd done prior to that book coming out. But it was a process of gathering all that information that took literally years so that I could sit at my desk and produce that book. So it really depends on the book. When I was serving in Iraq, I was also serving as the public information officer, and the executive officer came up to me one day and said, "How long does it take to write an article?" And I said, "I don't know. How long does it take?" "It takes as long as it takes." You know, that's kind of the way it is with the books. It takes as long as it takes. And if you've got a short deadline, then you have to modify your work schedule to meet that deadline. And if the deadline is expanded out from there, then it takes as long as it takes to get to the deadline. So, you know, there's all kinds of things that come into the process of writing.
When I was doing UFO Magazine with my wife, Vicki, we were writing all the time. And as a sideline, I also branched out into writing articles for other publications, and at that time the internet was still brandy new, and I also wrote for a number of websites, one of them being the Paranet, okay, as opposed to the Paracast. Now, I'm not saying I ever got wealthy from those sideline writing gigs, but I did generate some income. But you're perfectly correct, Gene, when you say that that well kind of dried up. Now, for the last few years, off and on, I've been writing a piece on our years at UFO Magazine and the things that we encountered, the cases, the personalities, and so forth. And I can't even at this point suggest when this might ever be done. Could I get it published? Well, I'm sure I could, but everything at this point would unfortunately be on spec. There's nobody that I'm aware of that would be interested in these days paying an advance on that. And by the way, gentlemen, if any of you have any suggestions, believe me when I tell you I'm all ears. But everything these days seem to be on spec. Even when you get the project completed, there's no guarantee ever that we'll see the light of day.
It's never a good time to be a writer, and I think that these days it's the worst time ever to be a writer. It's just the odds are stacked against you. And I had decided a few years ago not to write another book. And this one fell in my lap. I couldn't turn it down. But this is the end. I will continue to write because that's what I do. But no more books. Way too much work for way too little money. Way too much stress for fun. And it's just drudgery and anxiety, and that's all it is anymore. Dave, I'm not speaking for Kevin, who somehow maintains a good attitude, but I just thought for myself.
Well, I think that makes sense in a lot of ways, because a lot of people think that writers make a lot of money, and the real truth is they make very little money. Only a few, a handful, make the big bucks. The rest, well, I'll give you an example of this, and I've mentioned this before. We remember that book, Shockingly Close to the Truth, from Jim Moseley, which he wrote with Carl Flock. That book, I think they printed 4,000 copies, and they gave an advance to two authors of $4,000. The book never earned out, which means, of course, they didn't sell enough books to cover the advance they paid to Jim and Carl. $4,000. How long did it take Jim to put that book together, even before Carl got involved? It's the same thing. It's like, what, 30, 40 years of his life in having these things happen to him and putting together material that he incorporated into that book? What was it worth?
Yep, I could tell many a tale of woe, but I recognize that story. Jim used to send me his royalty statements for some reason. they were pretty depressing.
Anyway, if you want to write a UFO book and you're hoping it'll be a huge bestseller, sorry, folks, ain't going to happen.
There's a novel called, it's not a science fiction novel, it's a literary novel. It's called Men in Black, by Scott Spencer. And the character is a down on, the main character is a down on his luck writer who is trying to write literary novels and not making any money at it, just, you know, living a hard life. And he decides, he's doing some TV show, and he runs into this guy who's written a UFO book. And so the guy decides that he's going to write a UFO book because that'll make him a bunch of money. He doesn't believe in UFOs. He's not interested in the subject. But he writes a book and he makes a whole bunch of money. And I thought, you know, I was reading that. I thought, the guy who wrote this novel has never talked with a single UFO author. He doesn't know anything about what he's writing about. Everything about the book, which was well reviewed, of course, did not speak to the reality of what it is like to be a writer on some kind of fringe subject. There isn't money in it. And
you know,
have made money, like Whitley Strieber, are just outliers. And they're people who come from outside this field.
We'll discuss more of this in our next segment. I want to remind you about Paracast Plus, where you get a version of the show free of the network ads and the After the Paracast podcast. You get this for a low subscription price. It starts at just $1.49 a week. Our price, cheap. A magazine used to say that. Of course, these days, where a magazine still exists, it costs a lot more than $1.49 a copy. These days, I kind of think of the cost of a cup of coffee at a convenience store. And even then, getting it for $1.49 a cup, that doesn't happen very often, does it? Go to plus.theparacast.com for more information, plus.theparacast.com. Don Ecker is coming up next in the next segment with Jerome Clark and Kevin Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at HBExtract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code George if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests,
wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Hi, this is Joshua P. Warren, author of The Poor Man's Paranormal, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So Don Eckery is ready to speak. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I recall back in the early 1990s, a book that came out sent to the UFO field, what Jerry was just talking about, an outsider writing a UFO book. In this case, if I recall correctly, it was the author Sidney Shelton, and this guy was known for writing, you know, those sexual potboilers and, you know, some real glitterary trash. And he came out with a book on the UFO topic. So we ended up getting a copy of it. And I did a lot of book reviews back then, and I read this thing. And I was appalled at the tripe that was in this novel. I even forget now what the title was, but it was about a female alien that came down here, and she had a thing for water purity, if I recall. It was just appallingly, in my opinion, appallingly bad, and I gave it the necessary review. But yeah, in order to dress this niche audience that I guess UFOs have garnered over the years, you really have to have an idea of what you're writing about. And just because you're a writer and you decide, well, I think I'll write this book on a UFO mystery, and then, you know, stumble and fall with it because you don't have a clue what you're really writing about, is telling in many ways, I would think.
Well, certainly if you get gigs, regular gigs as a writer, and you're not afraid of getting your feet dirty or your toes wet or your hands dirty, You know, I guess you can carve out a living at it. I mean, I did for a number of years. I wrote a lot of magazine articles, too. But most of those magazines no longer have print versions. And actually, I switched from one magazine to another in the 90s, late 90s, because they would give me a better deal on the articles. They were paying faster. And then that magazine folded and merged into the one that I left. So that didn't work out too well.
You know, it's kind of comparable to many films that come out that are released, okay, and they have a military, usually a military combat section in there somewhere. A lot of these really B-grade movies. If you talk to somebody like Kevin Randall or myself, you know, if we happen to watch these movies, it takes all of about 4 seconds for us to shake our head, groan, turn the TV off, and walk away. Because the lack of knowledge about a subject like this is just, oh my Lord, it's atrocious. And it's the same way with a lot of these folks that are writing about things that, quite frankly, they don't know anything about. Would you agree, Kevin?
When you're looking at the military, the movies, I'm appalled that, A, the weapons shoot forever. B, they have no idea of how the weapons work or how to actually aim and do that sort of thing. They don't understand military customs and courtesies, the wearing of the uniform or anything like that. People seem to accept that as being the truth. My mother had told me that George Custer had been promoted to Brigadier General by mistake. That comes from the movie They Died With Their Boots On, where he's supposedly stolen some guy's horse and they're writing a message to him to get the horse back to the guy. And then they say, we need a Brigadier General for the Michigan Cavalry. Let's get somebody down. And Custer inadvertently ends up as the Brigadier General. Untrue, completely untrue, but people believe that because they've seen it in the movies and they think that's the way things work. But they just don't take the time to understand just the basics. And that's always kind of appalling.
But isn't it true that a lot of movies hire some kind of expert to do technical advice? They hire somebody from the military. They get cooperation with the military if they're going to do a show where they're presenting them in a good light, like a TV show like NCIS. Don't they have a NCIS agent present or former on staff to say, no, you can't do it that way?
Back in the days when I was doing things, I was the consultant on a movie, and the director, and I pointed out some of these things to him, and the director says, you have to remember we're making a movie, not a documentary.
So they'll let you do it up to a point, but then they're going to stretch it.
Yeah, because it doesn't fit into their vision. We all said vision together. One more time. The vision of what they're attempting to do.
When I was a kid, I used to go to Western movies with my dad. And my dad, who had an interest in antique weapons, would inevitably leave the theater just storming about how they got the guns wrong. And I would say, Dad, what does it matter? It's just a movie. But he was having none of it. When I grew up, I'm not interested in guns, but I am interested in old music like folk songs and 19th century popular songs and things like that. And I actually know quite a bit about the subject and actually write about it. But I go to movies now, or I watch an old movie on television. I remember, for example, a John Wayne movie, where John Wayne and Dean Martin, this is a Western, supposed to be taking place in Texas in the 1870s. And they're sitting in a bar getting drunk, singing Pretty Red Wing. Pretty Red Wing was published in 1907. It did not exist in the 1870s. And I left the theater just steaming about this stupid, unnecessary movie. And suddenly I could hear my dad's voice.
Well, I think if we looked at that in terms of movies, whether they were factually accurate, we go crazy pretty quickly.
I don't mistake movies for biographies, even if the character has a name from history. I remember arguing with somebody one time in a bar whose knowledge of Jesse James consisted of what you see in movies, whereas I've read several books on Jesse James. It didn't matter. Somehow she knew as much as I did, if not more. She was actually correcting me. So what do you do?
Well, therefore, if you're watching a movie about Jesse James, that's it. But, you know, we think of Daniel Boone, for example. And we think of all these people we've seen in the movies and Disney movies and everything else. Now, at least with comic book movies, you know it's a fantasy. Captain America didn't get frozen in World War II and wake up in 2010 or something, and he's a super soldier.
You know, speaking of Disney movies, my father and my grandfather took me to see Davy Crockett, the Disney movie, in, what was it, 1955, I think, or 56. Yeah, around that time. That's about the time the coonskin cap became a huge fad that swept across the nation and all that assorted stuff. Well, there was something about that movie at the very end, watching Davy Crockett swinging his musket back and forth, you know, trying to beat off the attacking Mexican troops. And it really clicked with me. So I began, and this is kind of funny, I began researching through encyclopedias, dictionaries, whatever, anything I could find about the Alamo. Now, in 1960, John Wayne came out with his blockbuster movie, The Alamo. And, of course, I was at the first showing. And I guess over the years, I may have watched that film, I'm conservatively guessing, 50 times, okay? Now, watching it in recent years, I am totally appalled by how wrong they got so much of that movie. And I mean, I could tick off a couple of things here, but that's not what this show's about.
Exactly. But, let me do our break here, and we'll get back to this. We've got more to come with Don and Jerry and Kevin, but mostly we were focusing on Brad Steiger, but how that led us to writing books and factual accuracy of books, TV shows, movies. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Jacques Vallée. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
But I could see that in terms of this. But you see what also we have here in terms of factual accuracy, so-called reality shows about any subject, not just UFOs, not just ghosts. It's the same
thing.
You
don't want me to finish my story about the Alamo, huh?
Please finish your story about the Alamo.
The Texans lose. Oh, didn't mean to send a spoiler.
Yeah, they lost, all right. Just a very brief thing. At the very end of the movie, when the Mexican army under General Santa Anna attacks the Alamo in the last battle, it was like this daylight assault. I mean, it could have been watching the longest day on D-Day with this huge battle, all the Mexican troops marching up to the walls, drums beating and cannon going off and what have you, when actually, when Santa Anna attacked the Alamo on March the 6th, they came about 4:30, maybe a quarter of 5 in the morning, okay? The sun wasn't up. And they attacked, and the whole battle lasted roughly maybe 90 minutes, and they were all dead. So, you know, when you see something like that John Wayne movie, unfortunately, I kind of hate to say this, but the American public, and this can also be fitted into the UFO field, are very uncultured when it comes to this. And unfortunately, many of them don't want to be, you know, schooled in what the real facts are. And unfortunately, this movie, even though I, as a kid, I loved it, really does a disservice to the history of Texas and the United States.
Well, of course, all those movies about Abraham Lincoln, none of them really sound like he sounded. It's always the actor who played him, like Raymond Massey.
Right.
Now, Raymond Massey had this deep, rich voice, and that's not the way he sounded. He had a high-pitched voice, I believe.
Yes, that's true. Don, I had the same experience with the Alamo as you did. The Davy Crockett movie started a lifelong kind of secondary interest in that subject, and I've read any number of books on the
Alamo. By the way, just so you know, Jerry, I was raised a Lutheran also.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear that. But if I saw that old Davy Crockett movie and saw the Alamo, well, I actually know a fair amount about Crockett, too, because I have a deep interest and abiding interest in American history. So I've read just tons and tons of it in the course of my life. But if I saw the Alamo sequence, it would probably just drive me completely berserk. I just don't have patience with that. And also, I remember the John Wayne film, which is also pretty nonsensical.
Fortunately, that's why we have so many comic book movies now. We expect they'll be nonsensical. In fact, I find it humorous when they review an episode of one of these shows like The Flash or Supergirl or any of the others or Gotham. They point out where the plotting is inconsistent, the facts are outrageous, and I think, it's a comic book, folks. It's a live-action comic book. Give it a rest. But you see, the problem we have here is, getting back to our subject of the world here, is the same considerations are given when they do movies about UFO and paranormal-related subjects, like Fire in the Sky, was certainly not quite what really happened to Travis Walton. We've had Tracy Tormé explaining what they did and why they did it. All these reality shows about UFOs, how do you call a reality show reality if they're using all these standard movie gimmicks to make the show run better?
Well, they're all scripted, okay? That's number one. And you've got to go into this topic with the idea that none of that is real, okay? None of it. And it's just kind of like watching Kevin has a love affair, or at least he did, with the treasure of Oak Island. Right, Kevin?
Well, not a love affair, but sure, why not? I was fascinated by that story when I first read about it in the 1960s. And so I've been following the History Channel's nonsense as they try to find the treasure. So, yeah, I go, sure, why not, Don?
Okay.
We'll give you that.
Okay. Good, because, you know, how do they get the audience to come back week after week? Well, it's kind of like the Pearls of Pauline, all right? You've got to have a cliffhanger. It's not a real cliffhanger. If you think it is, you know, turn off the TV, go in and take a bath. You really need it. But it's a cliffhanger every week, and it's manufactured drama. And, you know, that offends me. As a viewer, and as a result, I refuse to be a viewer. And the same thing with, you know, with reality TV UFO shows. I mean, the one that Bill Burns was on a few years ago, UFO Hunter, I had some knowledge of behind the scenes stuff. And, those with the gold make the rules. In other words, the production company and the people backing them tell the quote unquote researchers and investigators what they're going to do. If they don't want to do it, fine. We'll fire you and get somebody else.
You know, so they're talented, not researchers. We don't call them researchers. We call them talent.
Yeah, well, it's go with the flow or you're out. And I mean all the way out. So, you know, there it is. As a result, I just see the whole reality TV thing as a total waste of time.
Well, there's this instance that Chris O'Brien has told several times on the show, where he did a segment of UFO Hunters. And he claims that Bill Burns apologized to him and said he had nothing to do with it, where he was talking about the mysteries in the Mysterious Valley, the stuff he's written his books on. And it ends up being pushed into Sedona, Arizona. Now, why they did this, I have no idea, but obviously somebody in the production capacity said, let's do it that way. Not caring, of course, about the factual accuracy. It even gets into the Hangar One TV show from MUFON, where they have all this fictional stuff going on. They create this myth, like almost like an X-Files myth.
Manufactured drama.
Exactly. Now, I could see where you might want to telescope an event, maybe do a minor editorial adjustment because you have to fit this into 43 minutes plus commercials. But if it isn't fundamentally adhering to the facts, where do you go? We look like James Fox, for example, who's still working on that 701 movie, and hopefully he'll get things done on it. He was on a show called Chasing UFOs, I think, if I didn't forget. And he claimed that everybody, all the people on the show, got sick of it because the producers would not allow for accurate presentations. I have no idea, although I think in the end, unless you really needed that check, whatever amount it is, you wouldn't do a show like that unless you had some sense of what they were going to do and you were willing to go along with it. Otherwise, this is what you get. And this is what he got.
Yeah, back in 2014, I was involved with a project on the moon, aliens on the moon, the truth revealed. And if we're going to break, I can talk about that.
You've got about 2 minutes or so. Go ahead.
Okay. So the information, now I've been involved in lunar mysteries and lunar research going back to about 1991. And when I say that there are some genuine mysteries up there, I'm not kidding about that. But in that production, because of what the network demanded, they demanded the inclusion of some material involved with the fictional Apollo 20 mission and the discovery of a fictional nude alien female figure. That I believe, called the alien Mona Lisa.
And, it wasn't Stormy Daniels.
No, it was not. It was not Stormy Daniels. And I was the research producer, and I got into a tremendous temper tantrum over the inclusion of that stuff. And the bottom line was, that's what they want. It's in there. Live with it or die with it on your mind. And that was basically the attitude. So as a result, you know, any respect I had for the television industry, which was minimal at best, totally and completely evaporated, Gene.
We're going to talk to Jerry Clark about the book he's almost finishing in our next segment. We've been honoring the memory of Brad Steiger, and that leads to lots of possibilities and subjects. Don Ecker, Kevin Randall, Jerome Clark, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items. And entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.